Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we are turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Welcome back, Christopher. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planet Saturn in the southwestern sky. It will set in the west around 8 p.m. The moon this week will be passing through its last quarter phase, marking a return of dark skies here in the island.
Now, you mentioned Saturn. You've got quite a landmark story relating to Saturn this week. Correct?
That's right. One of the most incredible journeys of discovery in the history of the human race will come to a fiery end in the skies above Saturn. The Cassini spacecraft will take one last look at this magnificent planetary system, then plunge headlong into the depths of the Saturnian atmosphere. This event will bring to a close a mission of exploration that has lasted almost 20 years. This Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, Cassini will become legend.
The accomplishments of this mission have just been staggering.
They truly are. A lot of people forget when Cassini first launched, it had a hitchhiker in the form of the European Space Agency's Huygens probe. This probe would be the first to land on the surface of a gas giant's moon. The moon was Titan, and Huygens sent back breathtaking views of Titan's mountainous surface, its lakes of methane, and oceans of hydrocarbons.
And don't leave out Enceladus, Christopher.
Oh yeah. Cassini was the first probe to fly through massive erupting clouds of water vapor from the tiny icy moon. And it gave us a tantalizing glimpse into the world beneath that ice, a world perhaps of liquid water and an environment that may be suitable for life.
Hey, when this thing plunges, which is again 7 a.m. Eastern on Friday, that's 1 a.m. Hawaii time, is NASA running any kind of stuff online where folks can watch what's going on or no?
Unfortunately, this won't be a real-time experience, and Cassini will only have a few minutes to transmit the last critical bits of data before it burns up. And so, while we might like to see video and images, those files are simply too big for the probe to collect and transmit. But it will be transmitting other scientific data that will allow us to study Saturn's atmosphere as it travels through it.
And we'll look forward to a complete report afterwards from you, Christopher Phillips, and another exciting one here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.